Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast, presented by Whelan, also brought to you by Hercules Tires. Now, with the latest NASCAR local, regional, touring, and international racing news and views, here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
And welcome to NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network. I'm Hannah Newhouse, joined this week by Chris Wilner, filling in for Kyle Rickey. Kyle, believe it or not, is not at Disneyland or Disney World, I'm sorry, but has gone on a little vacation. So Chris Wilner filling in with us. Thanks for taking the place here. I know your background is in dirt racing,
yeah,
but we're gonna talk some asphalt racing for the most part. Are you okay with that?
I'm here to learn. And I don't know if you can replace Kyle Rickey, but hopefully I'll try to at least keep his seat warm here for a little bit.
Oh goodness. Well, fortunately his seat is warm up in Connecticut via Zoom. So glad to have someone in the studio here with me. But Chris, this past weekend, ARCA Menards Series has been so busy. They've gone about 4 weekends in a row, that stint starting at IRP, this last weekend at Kansas for the Dawn 150, and Brett Holmes finally breaks through on a win. It's been a long time coming, but to capture a win, and he did it in an incredible fashion. Like, if you're going to win, won, and he put a stomping on the field.
Oh, yeah, he led like 82-some laps, whooped him by like 14 seconds. I mean, I don't know how much more of a dominating effort you can get in the ARCA Menards Series, but so cool to see Brett Holmes win. I know you had him on the show just a couple weeks ago, but it's incredible to see the young talent that's coming out of this ARCA Menards Series. And then for a guy like Brett, who's, you know, got a family-owned car, he works his butt off, and he almost got in Kentucky when we were there, and it was so close to see him, but good to see him finally get that win, and the emotion of victory lane was priceless.
Yeah, and he talked about it when we did have him on the show, about how they've been so close, and they can almost taste it. You've seen the last couple of weeks that consistency, that speed getting there. And, you know, to get it, like you said, with that 14-second lead, was the rest of the field there? I'm not really sure, because he couldn't see them in his rearview mirror. But I'll be interested to see, as they continue on the rest of the season, he's got that win.
Right.
And now that he's got it, he knows how it feels. The team knows they're capable of it. I think it'd be a pretty safe bet to expect to see Brett in victory lane once, if not multiple times, throughout the rest of this year.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you kind of see that in the ARCA Menards Series, where it's like almost like that match is lit as soon as you get to victory lane, and that confidence builds behind a race team. So certainly he'll be one to watch as they continue on the rest of the season, but certainly good to get. He's got a lot of competition on his heels, though. I mean, Ty Gibbs is still up there. Ryan Repko got a top 3 podium finish. I mean, so there's a lot of top-name talent still up there in the running, but boy, that first win's always special, and it's certainly going to hopefully snowball into more victories this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations to Brett Holmes, and you'd mentioned it. Ryan Repko comes home in second over Riley Herbst, Corey Heim, and Tanner Gray. This is the 8th race for the ARCA Menards Series, and right now, as points sit, Michael Self still leads. Holmes is in second, closing in, though, Drew Dollar, Haley Deegan. Back to the 4th spot in front of Brett Moffitt, and Deegan's had a couple rough races, had 2 DNFs at Kansas and Kentucky. Wasn't in the top 5 even this past weekend at Kansas. Kansas and Kentucky wasn't even in the top 5 this past weekend there. So, she's really got to pick up some consistency here if she wants to move up in those points. And this weekend may be that opportunity. They're going to Toledo this up and coming weekend, both Friday and Saturday. 200 lappers, double headers. This is
This is where you earn your paycheck, right?
Yeah.
Here.
First off, 200 lapper at Toledo. It's going to be a hot one. Needless to say, muscling around those K&N or those ARCA Menards cars. But this could be a big race that we see the points championship really get shaken up. Michael Self, again, wasn't in the top 5 this past weekend, and now they're going to race back to back weekends. So this could be a lot on the line for some of these drivers that are running for points.
You know, it's like Brett Holmes, who comes off a win, right? You think all the confidence in the world. He wants to go race 4 races in a row,
right?
You know, right now. Just that's the way that they're feeling. But then, you know, the guys that are finishing or towards the back, or even a Haley Deegan who struggled a little bit, there's almost pressure, too much pressure than a normal race weekend because you need to perform. And if you wreck that race car, that's going to set you back a little bit for the second race. So it's kind of a tale of two worlds when you go do a doubleheader. But boy, doubleheaders are so much fun to watch, especially just because of the amount of work and physicality that it puts on the race car drivers as well.
And some Friday and Saturday night short track racing. You've got to love it. You really do. Goes back to those roots. They've been at, you know, some big tracks the last couple weekends. They were at IRP not too long ago, but we're going back to the short track of Toledo Speedway. And again, you can catch all of those on NBC Track Pass. Those will be live as well as on MAV TV this up and coming weekend. But speaking of short track racing, Kingsport Speedway in Tennessee opened their regular season up in July 11th. One of the racetracks that opened up a little bit quicker than everyone else, not under as many regulations, but still, July 11th seems like a long time ago. It really wasn't that long ago. But to have a full season in swing, and it may have actually been a little bit earlier than July 11th, so I take back on that. But two-time track champion Kress Van Dyke has been virtually unstoppable.
You know, I think about changing the Speedway name to Kress Van Dyke Speedway.
It would make sense.
I mean, my goodness gracious, he basically owns the place. He runs the ticket booth, victory. I mean, my goodness. I mean, but you know, for six race wins this season, five in a row at a racetrack, five in a row at any racetrack's hard. But Kingsport's a difficult racetrack, but it's somewhere where he grew up. So, I mean, sure, he's got the experience there, but still, the level of competition out there in East Tennessee is nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned that competition, Chase Dixon being one of those. He's a late model standout right now, ran really well in a lot of the big super late model races like the Alabama 200. The kid can drive. So to go and win five races in a row and six in total, I mean, Kress, like you said, he's got tons of laps around Kingsport Speedway, two track championships, but barely beat out Chase Dixon and Bryson Dennis over this weekend. It's an incredible feat nonetheless, and we're going to talk to Kress here in just a moment on NASCAR Coast to Coast. So we're going to get him dialed up, and we'll be right back after this break.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Power isn't born, it's built over time. For over 65 years, Hercules Tires has been providing the muscle to move more drivers. Whatever the vehicle, whatever the terrain, and we back it with a powerful protection plan. So wherever the road or the trail takes you, we have the selection, value, and strength to get you there. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan and by Hercules Tires. Here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
And the driver that's been on a tear the past couple weeks out of Kingsport Speedway joins us now on the guest line, Kress Van Dyke. First off, Kress, thanks for hanging out with us here on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about that there. Five straight wins, one coming this past weekend, six for the total season. How are you summarizing your season thus far? That's a pretty incredible feat.
You know, and it's hard to take it all in. You know, I've won two or three in a row, three in a row, but, five in a row, looking at six in a row, it's all possible. I mean, it's like a dream come true, and cars hooked up really good. Everybody's kind of on track. I'm in my groove. Seems like everything's kind of clicking like it's supposed to. I mean, it's kind of holding everything together, and you just wait for the glass to break. You know, it's kind of one of the things that's kind of surreal. It's like, is this really happening or not?
Kress, you know, we talk about drivers when they get on their groove, like you were saying, it's almost impossible to kind of interrupt that. Do you have a number of wins? I mean, six right now this year. Do you have a number of wins in your mind? Like, man, if I can get that, you know, that's my goal for this year.
Yeah, you know, we kind of, you know, each year we've won a lot of races the past 6 years of racing down here. And, you know, between Lonesome Pine here, we've won at Hickory. You know, we've ran good everywhere. Just, you know, our majority of our wins have been in this area. And that's like every other driver. I mean, everybody's got their track. And, you know, I try to look at, you know, the year that we have in front of us. I mean, it's kind of a rough year to start. With all the pandemic and stuff, but now I've kind of put all my focus on working on a car, keeping things maintenance, and kind of from the get-go, the car's been pretty fast, but here lately, we've just been working on it and fine-tuning, and we've got even better and better and better. It's like I told them guys the other day, I was like, you know, it's like another set of hands on this thing. It's like, you know, I drive it, but it's just so good. It's just unreal.
And it's such a good feeling to hit the ground running. You'd mentioned that off season that we had, definitely not one that we wanted to take, but your guys' season really didn't start till mid-July. You guys added an actual extra set of hands over the off season, a crew chief of Wade Day, a championship winning crew chief at that. How much do you think that that's impacted this success that you guys have found?
You know, Wade and I have worked together on and off for the past, you know, several years. You know, I took an absence of racing from like 2005 up till 2013 area. He worked with me then a little bit, then he went off with some other people there that he was working with, and we kind of, you know, funneled back together. And you know, Wade's a super great guy, super smart. We've always been really successful together. Years ago, we ran down there with the UARA guys when they came, and you know, everybody's like, Chris, who, you know, and we were on the pole against all the guys. I mean, this, it was big names, and you know, Wade and I, we've, like I said, we've always clicked, and he's like a brother to me, and I like him having this opportunity to put a lot more wins under his belt and help him increase his resume and mine at the same time. The team and Wade, everybody gets along good, so it's kind of like a time mix. It just ticks really good.
Kingsport was one of the first tracks that was able to come back racing after this coronavirus, you know, pandemic, and one of the first tracks to kind of get going. But I'm curious, if we go back in time, it seems like forever ago, 4 months ago, what were you doing to pass this time? I mean, how much time was it spent trying to plan if you could and prepare these race cars, but also just trying to keep yourself busy? What were you up to?
You know, we worked all winter long on just enhancing the car and going through this and that and refreshing and buying new stuff for them. You know, you look at everything in the winter, and then like you're ready for race season to start, you know, May, you know, all, you know, April area. I mean, you know, mid spring, and then all of a sudden it gets stuck up mud you. So we kind of step back and actually look at what we have not touched on the car, and you know, spend a lot of time here and there, just details that you normally don't do, you know. I mean, it's a lot of work to do to these things. If you're ever done working on a race car, you're never really done. I mean, if you're not working on my way till the time you go to the track, you know, there's probably something wrong. You're leaving something out. There's a detail you're not seeing on the car. I mean, there's enough work on these things to keep you busy all the time. So, I mean, I look at, you know, everything we can do when we have the time and opportunity, and that was a good time and opportunity to stay busy. And I think there were probably more race cars built and more motors refreshed and parts bought during the pandemic than there was during race season. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. That checklist never seems to end, and then you get that extra 2, 3, 4 months to work on it. Like you said, you guys had the full opportunity to get as close as you can, but you're never fully done working on a race car. And that always seems to be the highlight of the wives and girlfriends in the sport. They love it when that work list never ends on a race car. But your wife actually extremely supportive of your career, and you guys recently, seems like recently, had announced you are expecting a baby, and you did your gender reveal actually at Kingsport Speedway during a practice session. The excitement there, and to racing is such a big part of your family.
Oh yeah, it gives me chills thinking about it. I mean, when you brought that up, it's like, you know, it's all over again happening. What an experience. I don't know if anybody ever done it, but we had a grand idea to utilize the racetrack during the test session, and all the family and friends and everybody came by, and you know, they threw the flag while I was on the track on the gender. I mean, it was just exciting. I told them, I said, yeah, I've won over 100 races in late model. But there's not one of them races can ever experience, you know, it would be that exciting, just crossing that flag. That's the best flag I've ever taken when I've done that one. And to me, I thought that was super awesome. And, you know, everybody's excited, and, you know, friends and family, it was a lot of great tears. So hopefully this new boy coming and her family is going to kind of fulfill my shoes when I get over the driving part and become a, you know, the crew chief dad, you know. So
I was going to say, is it too early? Is it too early to guess that you're going to have him in go-karts? I mean, it has to, right?
You know what? I feel like he's going to be doing that. I hope and pray anyway. He's going to do what he wants to do, I'm sure. But, you know, he's going to be living up in the racing area and going here and going there with us. I'm sure that he'll be right in the saddle before you know it.
No pressure, though, right?
That's the plan. Anyhow, I've already got something picked out, so I hope it all works out. That's awesome.
Well, speaking of, you know, kids, I mean, I know you had previously spoken about kind of being on the development side. Are you still running that program? And if so, you know, who's kind of a driver you're working with?
Yeah, I mean, I've got it open and available. We are right now in the vacant area right now with this. We have nobody here in the program right now at this moment. Talked to a couple here and there, you know, just in this area, I guess a lot of people are kind of scared to kind of go on the limb right now with everything not known, you know, or we're going to be able to run a full season and, you know, a lot of money to be spent for just somebody to get going and then just stop. You know, I would rather have, you know, somebody under me for a solid amount of time than just kind of skip here and there too as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely tough right now. I know a lot of teams as well as developmental teams. This year has just thrown teams, tracks, drivers completely awry. But
unreal.
But speaking of, you know, the unknown, we don't really know what the rest of the season looks like. Even outside of Kingsport, we've looked at their schedule, you know, and you guys have got a pretty solid schedule ahead of you. But you seem to make consistent appearances at the Valley Star Credit Union 300 at Martinsville Speedway. In the assumption that it does happen again this fall, can we expect to see you there?
Absolutely. That's going to be there, you know. That race means to me more than probably any race I run. It's awesome experience. I always encourage anybody and everybody, you know, go. You know, if you don't think you can make it, I mean, don't big deal. Go and experience the test session. Go and experience the Martinsville, you know, experience. If there's nothing like it, you know, if there's nobody bias of anybody, no speed, nobody, you know, it's just is what it is. You go and get your experience there. I started going to Martinsville and 2002, 2003, we finished second the second year I went up there to Jamie Caudill. And we've been going every year other than my little section there that I didn't ever race in. But once we got back racing in 13, we started going back up there and hammering on it again. Car solid up there. It's just, man, last year it's just, you know, Josh and them had it hooked up and, you know, they had a great run, and hopefully we can turn things around. And we were fast in practice, and I bummed up qualifying, kind of got a bad start in the field last year. So hopefully, you know, you get one shot a year to try things. So, you know, you plan it all year long to get up there. I will be there, I promise that.
Yeah, it's hands down one of the most incredible events. My first time there was in 2014, just as a fan in the grandstands, and I've been lucky to work it since then. But to see 60-plus late models all in the infield at Martinsville, a historical track, that field is so close, like you'd mentioned, Chris. I mean, the competition level there is absolutely incredible. But we're looking forward to hopefully seeing you there. Again, best of luck for the rest of the season, and early congratulations on your little boy. I'm looking forward to seeing all the cute pictures that I know Aaron will post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there'll be many, many, many pictures posted. So we appreciate that greatly, and I appreciate y'all having me on here. It's always amazing to talk to y'all, and, you know, it's always welcome. I appreciate that.
Congrats on all the success. We wish you the best the rest of 2020.
Thank you all.
And again, that was Chris Van Dyke, five in a row, six-time winner.
That's incredible.
This season so far at Kingsport Speedway. When we return here on NASCAR Coast to Coast, we've got your Whelen Engineering Short Track Spotlight.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Power isn't born. It's built over time. For over 65 years, Hercules Tires has been providing the muscle to move more drivers. Whatever the vehicle, whatever the terrain, and we back it with a powerful protection plan. So wherever the road or the trail takes you, we have the selection, value, and strength to get you there. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
And this week's Whelan Engineering Short Track Spotlight, only appropriate that we spotlight Kingsport Speedway out of Kingsport, Tennessee. Kingsport Speedway opened up in 1965 as a high-banked dirt track, and the track was then converted to asphalt in the spring of 1969, and then in 1984 converted back to asphalt. The track hosted many prestigious events, including the NASCAR Grand National events, where the likes of Richard Petty, Bobby Allison, Harry Gant, and Jimmy Hensley, as well as many others. Joe Loven, who owned Loven Ready Mix, purchased Kingsport Speedway in the early 1990s. Loven, who had a part in putting down the first concrete surface at Bristol Motor Speedway, those two seem to continually be connected, is the one who decided to transform Kingsport to its current concrete surface. Loven has a deep history in racing in the region and also owned Volunteer Speedway, which is just under a half-mile high-banked dirt track in Bowles Gap, Tennessee. Kingsport's resurgence came in 2009, when the track hosted a late-model stock car touring series event that was sanctioned by the United Auto Racing Association. The track had been dormant since 2002 up to that point, but after the checkered flag waved on that event, the track has been back in the spotlight. In 2011, former NASCAR driver Robert Presley opened the track again, brought the NASCAR Home Tracks banner to the track, and the track immediately saw a strong support from the area. After Presley went on to pursue other business ventures at the end of 2013, father and son Irvin and Keith Stiltner stepped in to lease the facility. And in late 2018, the father and son businessmen announced they would purchase the Concrete Jungle from Loven. And that brings us today where the next chapters of grassroots racings are still being written. If you want to find your way out to Kingsport Speedway and support our Whelan Short Track or Whelan Engineering Short Track Spotlight, their next event is this upcoming weekend, July 31st, where the green flag is set to wave at 8 p.m. for the late models, Sportsman's Pure 4, Mod 4, and Pure Stock Divisions. And that is your Whelan Engineering Short Track Spotlight of the Week.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, I did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Power isn't born. It's built over time. For over 65 years, Hercules Tires has been providing the muscle to move more drivers. Whatever the vehicle, whatever the terrain, and we back it with a powerful protection plan. So wherever the road or the trail takes you, we have the selection, value, and strength to get you there. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan and by Hercules Tires. Here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
Lots of race car drivers hit the racetrack this past weekend. We love seeing short tracks continue to open again. Most of them open for the most part right now, but we'll take a look at some of those winners. Out on the West Coast Colorado National, Brett Yackey and Eddie Vecchiarelli split 40-lap super late model features. In Jefferson Speedway, a late model feature, Philip Wusshoff won over Paul Kassow and Luke Westenberg. Adele's Raceway Park out in Wisconsin for super late model racing. Mike Litchfield won that feature over Jesse Bernhagen and Nick Beaver. Wall Stadium finally had their opening night this weekend. I know. It's crazy that it's...
late July opening night.
I know. And being up north, you've got to almost appreciate it's probably a little bit nicer weather. But heard that feature did run pretty late. But finally, getting open. Modifieds, of course, being that feature event. Derek Hopkinson won over Stephen Reed and Andrew Krause. Kingsport Speedway, obviously, we talked about them this past weekend. Kress Van Dyke getting win number 6 of the season over Bryson Dennis and Chase Dixon. Star Speedway hosted the Tri-Track Modified Series, where Matt Hirschman won over Matt Swanson and Andy Jankowiak.
A for effort.
I always say that wrong, and I have covered him on many races, so I apologize for that. But it's cool to see Matt Swanson again running well for the Tri-Track Series, because he'll be in action this up-and-coming weekend. But at Hickory Motor Speedway, Josh Berry won race 1, finished 2nd in race 2 for Twin Hickory 40 Lappers, and Josh Berry has been on fire. Speaking of drivers that have been on fire, as well as Kress Van Dyke, dude, that guy can't show up to a late model race without obviously being at a chance to win.
No, certainly not. And I think every driver in the field knows that. And it's almost like he's just at an advantage just for showing up. He gets like sign-in points, and he's like, oh, great, you know, Josh Berry's here. Well, might as well race for 2nd. Pretty incredible, though, what he's doing. And you can't, I mean, discredit the driving talent that he has, though. Whether, you know, no matter every track he shows up to, but somewhere about Hickory, something about it, he just really adapts to that place.
Well, it would be safe to say that Josh Berry might be a favorite going into this weekend. Because this weekend, the Cars Tour has another race on their schedule, the Catawba Valley 250. They'll have both their super late model division and their late model stocks. Again, if you followed the Cars Tour this season, they only have a handful of super late model events and primarily a late model stock schedule, but both of them on tap this weekend. Bubba Pollard joining that field, coming back-to-back off those wins at Hickory and Jennerstown. And again, Josh Berry in that late model stock field. It'll be hard to not keep an eye on him. But we talked about Matt Swanson, the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour making a return to White Mountain Motorsports Park this up-and-coming weekend. And hey, the one to watch, Justin Bonsignor.
Oh my gosh, he's currently 2-for-2 on the season. And it's weird to think that they've only run 3 races, and it's about to be August. So again, it's one of those coronavirus pandemic weird schedules, but hey, at least we're back to racing. He's certainly gonna be one to watch. They actually did to announce, and I'm probably gonna butcher this name, so pardon
me.
I already know what it is.
So tell me what you think this says.
Okay, so the series just announced they're gonna return to Monadnock Speedway coming up at the end of August, so about a month from now, August 29th. That'll be the first time they'll be back there, I think, since 2016. Pretty incredible, though, for them to try to add on that. And I think they're also going back to Jennerstown, too.
Yeah, Jennerstown was a new addition. New Hampshire Motor Speedway would have been where we were this weekend with the Modifieds. But everything's still pretty heavily locked down where the Modifieds are based out of up in the Northeast. White Mountain Motorsports Park was a late and new addition just to get these guys back on the racetrack. So I know a lot of them looking forward to it. A lot of drivers, especially probably Doug Coby, looking to dethrone Justin Bonsignor, because if he does win this weekend, he'll be the first driver in history to go 3-for-3. And we also talked about the ARCA doubleheader this weekend at Toledo. Don't forget, you can watch that on MAV TV or live on NBC Track Pass. Chris, are you watching any short track racing this weekend?
You got it. I'm doing my homework, Hannah. I'll be prepared. Yes.
Do you feel educated?
Actually really do. And it was really cool to hear from Kress, because to get that opinion from somebody who's been in this sport for so long and has been so successful for so long, I just was learning based off of his interview. So I'm really excited to see what the rest of the season has for all of the short track racing all across America. I'm just happy we're racing, Hannah. My goodness, it was a long time not talking about it.
Yeah, it was. And again, I love our friends over at iRacing, but man, to talk about some real race cars is great.
It certainly is. I love iRacing, too. I'm not as good at it as I would like to be, but at least it's nice to talk real racing, too.
Well, Chris, again, I appreciate you coming in,
filling
in for Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
Temporary. He'll be back next week. I'll probably be live from Pennsylvania Midget Week.
That's right.
So I'll be up there hanging out with the dirt track guys. A little out of my element.
Got to support the BF.
Yeah,
so.
I'm learning, friends. But again, thanks so much to Kress Van Dyke for joining us this afternoon. Thanks to our producer, Craig Moore. We will talk to you guys next week here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to NASCAR Coast to Coast, presented by Whelan. Also brought to you by Hercules Tires. NASCAR Coast to Coast is a production of the Motor Racing Network. All rights reserved.